they're really, yeah, embracing the colours of York and Lancaster. Yeah. I have just been joined by my co-commentator. Hello.
Hello, I'm Theo.
You're Theo. Yeah. So, what's your experience at badminton?
So, I'm currently the team president of the University of York team. I've been playing for the team for 3 years. Before that, playing badminton here and there, as you do. But yeah.
Have you played in Roses before?
I played Roses last year for the Open 2s. Haven't played in the mixed, but I've been loving that division for years and years as well.
Great. Yeah. So, what do you know what the results were last year for all of the various badminton competitions?
So, last year, Lancaster won all of the events other than for the women's ones. So, it was a poor outcome from York, but yeah. The year prior, it was completely flipped. So, only the women's ones won for Lancaster. And everyone else was won by York. So it's really a flip-flop. We'll see what happens here today.
It's very up in the air what the outcome could be. Okay, well, I watched the mixed last year, which Lancaster obviously won. It was very intense, though.
It was a great game. Mixed is extremely fast, so technical.
So fast. Can be quite hard to keep track of. But can be like, there's a moment where it's like someone hits it really... My knowledge of badminton is sometimes questionable. Someone hits it really hard. Does a smash shot.
Yeah. No, it is amazing to watch. And obviously in mixed with a man and woman on the court, as it typically is, it offers different tactical advantages. Often with typically the man will smash harder. So you've got different targets to aim for, different things to avoid as the opponent. The woman tending to try and take the net, attack the net. And therefore, that will probably be what most players here today will be trying to do.